After the Mahabharata, Part 1, Arjuna Arrests Ashwatthama. Suta Goswami thus addressed the rishis, headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of Lord Sri Krishna and the topics of the birth activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, who is the sage amongst kings, as well as topics regarding the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu. When the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battle of Kurukshetra, and when the dead warriors obtained their deserved destinations, and when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama beheaded the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi, delivering them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that Duryodhan would be pleased. However, he was not pleased, and he disapproved of the heinous act, and was not pleased in the least. Draupadi, the mother of the 5 children of the Pandavas, after hearing of the massacre of her sons, began to cry in distress with eyes full of tears. Trying to pacify her in her great loss, Arjuna spoke to her thus, "O gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with arrows from my Gandiva bow, I shall then wipe the tears from your eyes and pacify you. Then, after burning your sons' bodies, you can take your bath standing on his head." Arjuna, who is guided by the infallible Lord as both friend and driver, thus satisfied the dear lady by his statements. Then he dressed in armor and armed himself with furious weapons, and getting into his chariot, set out to follow Ashwatthama, the son of his martial teacher. Ashwatthama, the murderer of the princes, seeing from a great distance Arjuna coming at him with great speed, fled in his chariot, panic-stricken, just to save his life, just as Brahma once fled in fear from Shiva, because Brahma had become allured by his own daughter and began to follow her, which then infuriated Shiva, who attacked Brahma with his trident. And when the son of the Brahman, Ashwatthama, saw that his horses were tired, Ashwatthama considered that there was no alternative for protection outside of his using the ultimate weapon, the Brahmaastra, or nuclear weapon. Since his life was in danger, Ashwatthama touched water in sanctity and concentrated upon chanting of hymns for throwing nuclear weapons. Although Ashwatthama did not know how to withdraw such weapons. Thereupon, a glaring light spread in all directions. It was so fierce that Arjuna thought his own life in danger. And so Arjuna began to address Lord Sri Krishna. O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies, and therefore only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. You are the original personality of Godhead, who expands himself all over the creations, and you are transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you do execute the four principles of liberation, characterized by liberation and so on, just for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls. Thus, you descend as an incarnation just to remove the burden of the world and also to benefit your friends, especially those who are your exclusive devotees and who are wrapped in meditation upon you. O Lord of Lords, how is it that this dangerous effulgence is spreading all around? Where does it come from? I do not understand it. O Arjuna, know for me that this is the act of the son of Drona. Ashvatthama has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy, Brahmaastra, but he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death. O Arjuna, only another Brahmaastra can counteract this weapon. And since you are expert in military science, you should subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon. Sri Suta Goswami then said, hearing this from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched water for purification, and after circumambulating Lord Sri Krishna, Arjuna cast his Brahmaastra weapon to counteract Ashvatthama's. And when the two rays of the Brahmastras combined, a great circle of fire like the disk of the sun covered all of outer space and the whole firmament of planets. All the populations of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. And everyone was reminded of the Sangvartaka fire, which takes place at the time of cosmic annihilation. Thus, seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmaastra weapons, just as Lord Sri Krishna had desired. Then, Arjuna, eyes blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gotami and bound Ashvatthama with ropes like an animal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.